Blog Talk Radio.
There's a battle to win. Nations have dropped from 16 to 12 to 8. Now it's down to the championship four at Homestead Miami Speedway. The stage is set. The stakes are high. The glory will live forever. It's time! The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship Ford EcoBoost 400. November 22nd. Go to homesteadmiamispeedway.com for tickets. Only one will rise.
All right, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to Rowdy Mag Lot Racing tonight. And on the line here, we got my catch can man, Mark from Chicago, Chi-Town. Mark, how are we doing tonight? Have you got me there, Mark?
I hope I got you. You got me, Rowdy?
Yes, sir. I got you there. Hey. I always have a little trouble, I guess, every once in a while, so we just got over that. How are we doing tonight there, Mark?
We're doing pretty good, Rowdy. We survived the weekend, and we're back home, and we're ready to talk about her.
Well, I guess we was just a little numb from all the action we had this past weekend. Mark, we had a great time
busy.
In Talladega, wasn't it? You got to walk in the footsteps of Rowdy Maglite the weekend. There's a lot of stuff involved in that, aren't there?
Well, you know what I call it? I call it that Rowdy factor. And, I got to witness it firsthand this weekend and enjoyed every second of it. I had a really, really fun weekend. So looking forward to the next one.
Well, you know, Mark, we're just going to kind of recap the race weekend and talk a little ARCA here to start off with. And we got the Dega Duprez. Wally's going to be on here at 7:20 Eastern time and talk about a little bit of what went on at the big one on the boulevard. But, Mark, you know, we finished the year out last week at Kansas Speedway, and Chase Briscoe was a points. Now he's the ARCA, the 2016 ARCA champion. And Chase is, the way that rolled down was Chase was first in points, Tom Hester second, Matt Kowski was third, Josh Williams was fourth, that Alabama guy, Thomas Prater was fifth, Brad Smith, you know, there's old Brad. I mean, he struggled a horrible wreck at Talladega. Made it back in 5 months. He couldn't put no weight on his foot. Come back at Daytona and made a full run and finished in sixth in points. Not bad for Brad, is it?
No. Remarkable to get back to that point in the points, considering all the bad luck and the injury. So that's tough. But he gutted it out and really came back and showed some really true man of steel.
Well, Kyle Weatherman was seventh, and Dalton Sargent was eighth. And if Dalton runs a full schedule, we're gonna have a fight next year for this chase on the chase points here, because there's a lot of great ones. You know, a lot of guys are planning on running a full schedule next year that didn't run a full schedule this year, which was like Brett Holmes. I seen Brett down in the pits on Sunday with him and his dad. Great little quick conversation, and always good to see Brett. And you know, they're putting their best foot forward to be full schedule next year, and they got great equipment. Anytime you got Grand Indy racing with you.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they have a lot of help. They're great help and good equipment. And when we spoke with him a couple weeks ago, he didn't want Rookie of the Year. He wants the championship. So more power to him. We need racers like Brett to come in and work their way through and make the series that much more exciting.
Well, you know, hopefully one day I'll be standing at the back of his pits on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to that. AJ, Fike was ninth, and how about Mike Basham, man? I tell you, give a big shout-out to that group. They have fought and fought and fought, not just this year. They have fought for several years to be here, you know, even from the tornado that liked to blow them away, and that didn't run them down. And for Mike to be back in the seat racing for his dad like he's doing, I think that's awesome.
Oh, just a great family, great tradition. The Basham's been around forever, it seems like, and yeah, everybody kind of pulls for them. They're a great bunch of people, and I was hoping they'd pull off that ninth spot. They just couldn't do it, but to finish top 10 in points for them, that's really remarkable.
I tell you, it is. It's a persistence. Be there every race is what it takes. You know, even Con Nicolopoulos finishing 11th. That's a true testimony that if you're at every race, you can be pretty close in the top 10.
Oh, Con just, boy, he really put his nose to the grindstone and pulled off some decent finishes, and it shows by his finishing in the points at the end of the year.
You know, we were lucky enough to have Wayne Peterson and Gerald Smith, and Gerald Smith was in with Wayne at one time, and he sold out to Wayne because of work issues, trying to stay busy and stay at home a little more because, you know, Mark, it's not – people think this is a glory job. It's just – nothing but racing and money, but you know you got to load this stuff up after all this, after a long day of racing, after a long day of teching out for possibly, actually sometimes 2 days, and then at the end of the race, you just don't grab your lunch bucket and go home. You got to load all this stuff up back into the trailer to take it to the next town, and you know that's something folks don't think about. But these guys are still working, usually 2 hours, 2 hours and a half, if not longer, after everybody else has done gone home and at home.
And they're under time restraints to get out of that area because, you know, a lot of times they need the ARCA garage space. So it's just amazing what they do, Rowdy, and how they do it, and the organization that's there to make them be able to do it and still put on the great racing show that they do.
Well, of course, Wayne told some incredible stories. I mean, you know, every time you're around him, he's got a great story to tell. And it was great to just have him sitting around talking to other people and talking about what had gone on in the past and what he thinks he's going to do next year.
Well, it was a real education, Rowdy, to listen to Gerald and Wayne just talk about those old days and times before you and I were even around. So it was fascinating, absolutely fascinating. I could have spent the whole weekend just listening to them if it could have.
Well, hey, you know, we got on the subject of when they were helping Marty Robbins. Can you imagine? Can you imagine being in the pits, hanging around with Wayne and Gerald and Marty Robbins at Nashville Fairgrounds? How about that? Let's just throw that out.
Oh, boy. Well, one of our favorite racetracks. And, yeah, I can imagine it. They were probably a formidable force back then, and you really had to keep your eye out for them.
Well, Wayne had, you know, as always, he keeps you entertained, and I appreciate Wayne stopping by. I mean, I'm truly blessed to have him come by and Gerald hang out for a day and a half, couple of days with us. But, Mark, we got the banquet coming up on the 10th. Which
That's
is
right,
12,
Rowdy,
10,
we do.
At Indianapolis, I mean, that's something we've gotten on our calendar. Hopefully we're going to make. I've got that down to try to make it. I want to be there and be part of history the first year with the Elmore engine and composite body, and I think they've got a heck of a record to speak for themselves. When you start talking about the winners You know, it kind of grabs everybody's attention. They know about ARCA, but they really didn't know how many wins and the differences between them. And really, that's basically what we did all weekend. What Mark was trying to sell the ARCA deal for next year.
We did, Rowdy. And whenever we were talking racing, it always seemed to come back to the ARCA series. And, of course, everybody there was very involved with it in one way or another. And ARCA was their main focal point. So that made it a lot of fun. And what a great gang we got to hang around with this weekend. Wonderful people. Just a lot of BS going on and a lot of fun and just a lot of enjoyment.
Well, at the banquet, you know, they honor the top 20 ARCA drivers, and then they honor the top 10 car owners. And, of course, it's a black tie. Unfortunately, we got Mark, for you, you're going to have to – well, I mean, I guess they have a black pair of shorts for you to fit.
Oh, I'll pull out. I clean up pretty good, Rowdy. You'll be surprised.
Yeah, well, me too, Mark. we'll both be having our black flags on at that event.
Yes, sir. A little shirt and tie action never hurt anybody.
No, Mark. You know, it'd be a good time to get some photos.
Photos and interviews and get some information on what's going to happen on next year, and maybe we'll know the schedule by the time the banquet's out. That would be nice, but we'll see when it comes out.
Well, of course, we're hoping and thinking that there's 21 races on the schedule for next year, but they was poised to announce that supposedly after the race at Kansas, but they had a real serious fire at the home headquarters, which I would say that kind of dampened things for a couple of weeks. But also at the banquet, they got the PRI trade show, which is a great place for drivers and crew chiefs, owners, to find out where they're going to buy their parts and their wraps for next year, isn't it?
It is. It's quite the show. And unless you're an industry insider, you probably would have never heard of it. But it's probably the biggest and best show and convention that they run all year. And everybody's involved because the racing season's over. And that's why they run it in December. But if we're lucky enough, Rowdy, you and I will get to spend a little time there, too, besides doing the banquet.
Well, that's what I'm kind of hoping for, too, Mark. I'd like to walk through there and see what's happening, what's going on, what newest safety features that they have for the drivers, too, because, you know, safety's number one with these guys. And fortunate enough, this year we didn't have a really serious injury in ARCA.
You had your usual, wrecks happen. That's racing, unfortunately, they happen. And there were some serious ones, but for the most part, nobody was overly injured and was able to come back in one piece and compete again. So that just shows how much the safety improvements for these cars have come over the years and how much further it's going to go in the future.
Well, to keep on the ARCA subject here, Mark, let's talk about a guy who won Pocono in that 23 car back in, that was the first race, wasn't it, Mark, that he won the Pocono Grand Enfinger?
Yeah, and Grant just pulled off the biggest win of his career this past weekend, and that was really fun to see, wasn't it, Rowdy?
Man, I tell you what, we had, everybody, we had coverage from the stands to the infield to inside pit row. I mean, we had total coverage from one end of the track to the other. We had total coverage all weekend. And for Grant to win that race, here's a little fact here that some folks may not realize, that Grant is the first guy from Alabama to win since Davey Allison won in 1992 and Bart and I. Hey, we were there. when Davey won.
Wow, Rowdy. Well, I know that makes you feel a little special, being a Bama boy yourself. So congratulations to Grant. He well-deserved victory. He drove his heart out, and he got it.
Well, it was a good day for GMS Racing because Grant finished first, and, hey, that Spencer Gallagher in that fast number 23 finished second.
Doesn't get much better than that for your team, does it?
No, it don't. You know, Grant hadn't drove the whole year in trucks, but I think winning at your home track at Talladega, that's got to be special. If that don't open some eyes, hey, you can't open them. I mean, that super speedway deal, Grant drove the wheels off of that truck, that 24 truck, I'm telling you.
Well, we've seen Grant win from super speedways to the short track, and he's a wheel man. He just, that's as simple as that. He knows how to wheel a race car and get himself around no matter what size track it is. So hopefully Grant will have a nice, bright future ahead of him, and Sony will take notice, Rowdy.
Well, he dodged the big one, Mark. You know, everybody hollers and screams about the big one, and the big one was there. It knocked out several cars, good cars. Some really good cars.
It did. It did, Rowdy. And he was able to dodge. He dodged the bullet, and he was able to pull it off, as a few other guys were. And just a good, exciting race. It was a fun race to watch. I was glad I was there to see it firsthand and be in the pit area afterwards and see all the excitement. We really were lucky this week and have that much fun.
Well, Mark, you and Jeff got to go over. Tell us a little bit about the Talladega Dirt Track.
The Talladega, they pulled 186 cars for Friday night and Saturday night. And they were racing till almost 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning both nights. We could hear them in our campground down the way. So exciting, a lot of fun. The crowd count was a little disappointing for me, but the car count surely wasn't, with almost 200 cars both nights. So a lot of action, a lot of fun. I highly recommend anybody go there. We just had a blast.
Well, you know, I do the January the Ice Bowl, and I enjoyed it. Of course, Red Farmer was there again this weekend, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. We got to see Red a few times over the weekend at the short track. Unfortunately, he didn't qualify for Saturday night's feature, and that's a shame. But, gosh, the man almost did, and to be competing at his age and competing at the level he does, it's just amazing, Rowdy. More power to Red and anybody else that can do it at that point.
Well, I know I think both nights, Friday and Saturday night, I kind of laid down around 1:30, and I could still hear them slinging dirt and mud at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I woke up once a couple of times, and I was listening to the racing and kind of, you know, setting me off back to my dreams. Friday night was a little tough because we made that all-night drive, and we hit the wall about 10 o'clock Friday evening, and that was it. We had to get to bed.
Well, you know, there you go again. You had the long drive this time, and I've been on that long end of the drive, and it's a tough deal, Mark. I feel for you. I know what you feel like tonight. I'm sure you got just a little bit of rest.
You just want to hit the wall. You just want to keep going, but you can't. You just can't.
Well, you know, you can if you want to get up and try to do it again tomorrow and make tomorrow a bigger, better day, and that's what you did, and I witnessed it. You went to bed early. You got up, we started early, and we quit late again. Mark, I'm gonna bring the players in from the Dega Do Club, and let's talk about
Wally,
the big one that you got, Wally, and we're gonna talk about the big one on the boulevard. Hey, Wally, welcome, Dega Do Press. How we doing tonight?
What's going on, Rowdy and Mark? Y'all doing all right?
Oh, we're doing good. We survived, Wally. Glad to see you here. You did too. Did you have a good time?
You know, it's amazing that any of us survived.
It makes for long hours too, don't it, Wally?
Look, I'm sitting here in my recliner and watching TV and waiting on the pizza man. I am wore slap out.
Well, how many days to Vega?
All right.
Let's see, we have 189 days until we pack up and do it all over again.
And, you know, when you start thinking about it, that's not far down the road, is it?
It's not far at all. I just talked to me and my buddy Brandon Terry and the Copenhagen Warrior. I told them, I said, in about 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to have to sit down and think of what we can do for the spring race. I told them, you know, it's getting to the point where we have to step up our game a little bit. You know, we're getting a little bit more popular with the fans that are there to watch the race, and we got to see what we can do to blow their mind next time.
Well,
go ahead, Mark.
I'm
going to let you.
Definitely the talk of the Boulevard, that's for sure. Great hospitality, and I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it immensely.
Well, no problem at all. You know, that's why we do what we do, to let everybody have a place to come and hang out. You don't have to, you know, worry about anything. You just, it's a place to go and just be yourself. And, you know, we pride ourselves on being genuine and being as hospitable as we possibly can.
Well, with
man,
all the chat going on, I had a sore jaw by the end of the weekend.
You kept Jacob on the run. Jacob didn't stop, I don't think. Has he quit yet?
I don't think so. We were sitting down in the driveway a while ago, and you know, I told him, I said, you can stay and eat pizza. And that might be the first time I've had Jacob turn down food. He said, no, I'm going to the house.
How's he get warm out?
Hey, look, that man right there, he worked his butt off all week long from the time that we got there till, like I said, 20 minutes ago. He worked.
I can witness it. I've seen it.
Just a first-class operation the whole way through with everything, Wally. And I was impressed being at my first visit. So looking forward to seeing it again. And what you guys come up with the next race?
Well, I'll tell you, my brain's already starting to turn. I've got some ideas. And I'll tell you one thing, one idea that I would love to bring back in the spring, and that's old Ian Wagner. I'll tell you what, he put on one heck of a show Friday and Saturday. But Saturday night was just an unbelievable concert that he put on at the Dagadoo Club. I don't know if y'all were there when he sang the national anthem for us, but I've never seen that many people get emotional and start crying while somebody's singing the national anthem. And there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And he's incredible with what he does.
Well, I thought he brought the house down. Very, very talented man, and enjoyed his music and his exploits immensely. He was really, really great.
I think he had a great time, too. Not only at the Dagadoo Club, but out of, you know, I think he's definitely a hooked racing fan now.
Well, look, I surprised him with the hot pass. I knew. Dang. I had to do something special for him. So I had one of my good buddies from Roush Yates bring him. He hand-delivered him a hot pass, and the grin never left his face the whole time. He wore that thing around his neck and smiled the whole time. He got to go down, and Kevin Harvick's team actually invited him to stand next. You know how they stand in a row on pit road with the pit crew. Kevin Harvick's team asked him to stand with them during the national anthem. So that pretty much made his weekend right there.
Wow.
Well,
that would have made my week.
Yeah. I've seen him a couple of times back and forth through the pits on Sunday, and he was wearing a big smile each time I passed him.
Yeah, he absolutely enjoyed himself. That I think that was the second time he'd been to Talladega, and you know, I think he had maybe slept in the, you know, outside the track, and he got in a cold pass last time, so he didn't get to really go where, you know, obviously where a hot pass takes you. And for me to be able to show him pretty much how the Dega Do Club does things around there, that made my weekend to really show him a good time, you know, with especially with what he did for us. And not only the Dega Do Club, but what he did for his country, serving in the Army and everything. So that made my weekend to make his weekend.
Well, Mark and I got to meet Slade. Am I pronouncing his name right?
Yeah, Slade on Spa. He's the owner of Vantage Spa. Yeah, Vantage Spa.
Slade was everywhere. I told Mark earlier today, I said I seen him early Sunday morning. And I actually, as I was driving out of the tunnel, him and what he called his two sisters was walking back towards y'all camp. But we were at the far end tunnel as you come in the main entrance. He was everywhere.
Well, look, if you want to be around a young man that's 100 miles an hour from the time he wakes up to the time he goes to bed, go find Slade Armstrong. And he is, I've never seen him sit down. I've never, if he's around you, he's talking. He's, like you said, he's from one place to the other. But I'll tell you this, he is a great, great guy. He'll do anything for you.
Well, he give y'all a lot of accolades and shout outs. So he's really appreciative what y'all have done for him. And you're right, Mark testified, he talked to us. I mean, he was like 90 miles an hour, and then on Sunday, I'm like, he's in the pits, he's at your camp, he's before we drive out of the tunnel. I'm like, I wanted to holler at him, but I was trying to keep from running over somebody. But I seen him, he was everywhere on Sunday. Wally, what was the high point of the whole weekend?
Well, I think, you know, to put everything into perspective, we had to set up our camp three times, and we had those windstorms come through, and we really never got the full camp set up. They were like our flag tower. We couldn't get anything. We couldn't get the flag tower up because of the wind. And by the time the wind did die down late Friday evening, it just really wasn't worth it. It takes us a good 2 to 3 hours just to set that thing up. So we couldn't get it up, and there were some other things that we couldn't get up. So the camp was actually about 85% to 90% set up. And, you know, my worries were, well, maybe it's not going to draw the attention and whatever. But Saturday night was probably one of the best Saturday nights that we've ever had there. The fall ball was a big hit. But I think the one moment, and I'll go back to it, was when Ian sang the national anthem. And it just, I think it surprised everybody. And we had to pull one guy out of the crowd. He's a military guy that had lost his staff sergeant overseas. He was killed. I think it was, I want to say back in 2001 is when it happened. And the dude just got emotional to the point where we just brought him backstage, and we let him meet Ian and just kind of took care of him the rest of the night. And that will live in my memory forever about this race.
Well, I seen the videos on your Facebook page, and it's pretty emotional when you watch it. I watched it this morning, and he'd done an absolutely wonderful job on it.
Well, if I could just make some phone calls or get in touch with somebody and get him up on the main stage for the big Sunday race there, that's what I want to do is see how far we can get him. That would right there would just blow my mind if the young man could get up there and sing the national anthem for everybody at Talladega.
Well, he done. Like I said, I heard it. We didn't hear it live. We were trying to get over there. Mark was at the short track for a little while, and then we got back together, met up over there, and hung out. But yeah, I listened to it this morning. It's emotional. I can guarantee if you love America, listening to him sing it. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, he did pretty good. And then, I guess the other thing that kind of stands out in my mind on the negative is we were supposed to have the meet and greet with the other singer from Nashville, and kind of got a no show out of it. I don't know exactly the whole circumstance, but you know, me and you talk about it, Rowdy, how it is when somebody stands you up like that, and you know, kind of don't know how to feel about it. But
I think one monkey don't make no show, brother.
I heard that. You're right about that.
That's right. Ringling Brothers has been through a lot of monkeys, so one monkey don't make no show. And hey, you know, you just gotta you just keep doing what you're doing and bring it on in 180 days.
That's it. We're gonna start planning for it in about a month and a half and just try to do it better every time we go out there.
Wally, I know Mark. It was Mark's first time. It's what, Mark, since 89?
That's right, Rowdy.
What do you think the difference is now, Mark, between now and this weekend, back then and now?
Excuse me. It seems to be a little bit more toned down. It's not quite as crazy and wild. I mean, it was wild. And there was less officials presence at that time too. It was a little crazier, but nonetheless, Talladega's a great time, and I enjoyed every second of it, from the races to being able to be involved with the Vega Dew Club. It was wonderful. I thank you guys for your hospitality.
Well, no problem, Mark. We really appreciated you coming down there and spending some time with us, and So like everybody else, we had a lot of rookies come by this year, and I think being on Facebook has helped us, spread the word, and it's getting pretty wild. We're gonna have to sit down and think it through a little bit, let everything absorb.
Well, Wally, you're right. I heard of a lot of folks that was their first time, and you've been there like I have year after year. I think the stands had more people in it this year than the previous few years back, don't you?
Yeah, it did look like there were more people in the stands. We were over in the front runners too, watching the race, and it did look like they had a pretty good crowd over there.
Well, something else, Wally, there was that fire band, and I'm going to tell you, my son Bart and I have never been to a Talladega race without a fire, but I'm going to tell you, honestly, I really liked it without it.
Well, it's horrible to come back home and you smell everything that you own smells like smoke.
Everything. My clothes are in the garage till they go in straight to the washing machine, and last night I was able to bring my dirty clothes into the house to the washroom for the first time ever.
You're right. You are exactly right.
Well, let's see if we got a caller here who wants to ask a question. Hey,
all right.
Caller, you got a question tonight? All right, well, that one's on hold. Wally, anything you want to give out before we leave here? How to find you on social media?
Yeah, go to Facebook and look for us at the Vega Dew Club. We have our own Facebook page. We're on Instagram, and go to the Talladega Infield Regulars page. There's a lot of information that you're going to get from us. You're going to get from Denny Wilson. He has a big fish fry, and I think we might be changing up the location of the fish fry for the spring. So y'all just go out there and keep up to date with us.
Well, yeah, I had that fish fry on my calendar to do, and something come up, some folks come up, which I'm glad to come. Not discing them coming. I'm proud to come at the time they did. But that was one thing I wanted to get over there and just have one piece of fish. But A couple of people I talked to said it was absolutely great.
Well, I wouldn't even know what the fish tastes like. There were so many people there that they ran out of fish before they could do club even got there. I think Denny said he cooked over 130 pounds of fish along with hush puppies and other things. And, I mean, when we got there, there were probably 300 people, you know, standing there. So it's definitely becoming a good turnout for him.
Yeah, yeah. They said there's a lot of people there. I didn't know I'd had to get there early, though.
Wally, I'm getting there at 7:30 next time.
I won't tell you, brother. I appreciate everything y'all have done. I'm like Mark. Y'all throwed out the red carpet for us, Jacob also, everybody, Henry, Shane, I mean the whole group, man. I just go down, and I don't want to miss nobody except just tell everybody with the Dagadoo Club, hey, I can't wait till springtime.
Well, we're definitely going to try to do it even better, and you're more than welcome to come out and hang out as much as you want to with us.
Hey, I know that, and I always do. I got there Thursday night because I was afraid of the wet. Actually, Thursday night we got to wear shorts and short sleeve shirts and hang out. And then it kind of changed a little different on Friday and Saturday night, but no rain. Wasn't that a blessing all of a sudden?
You're right about that because the wind was so bad we had to cut holes in our tarps and our canopy. If it would start raining, I don't know what we would have done. But
you would have been in trouble with rain then.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to talk to Jacob real quick, our bartender, but he said he just got on with you. If you wanted to holler at him, it's your show.
Is Jacob the 770?
Yeah, that's
me.
Hey, Jacob.
Hey, how are you, Rowdy?
Man, me and Mark both want to tell you how we really appreciate the hustle that you did. And Wally can testify, if you've been listening, man, you worked hard, and we truly, truly appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I'd do it again every day if I had to. I enjoy it, and I look forward. We got 189 more days till we do it all over again.
Well, Mark,
you've got
the
numbers down.
Mark wanted to meet you. Mark said the first thing he wanted to meet at the Dagadoo Club was Jacob. So when we got there, I took him over there to let you meet.
Yes, sir.
Oh, it was a great time. It was great to meet you, Jacob, and I was really impressed by your setup and first-class operation that whole Dagadoo Club is, first-class.
It is. It's like a family, and I love all those guys, and we have a great time, and it was great to meet you and Rowdy and everybody else that I meet. It's just...
Well, you meet a lot of people on a weekend like that, don't you?
Oh, Lord, yeah. I had people come up and they say, hey, you know, can you make me the same drink you made me last night? I said, well, what did I make you? I said, do you not understand how many drinks I serve? I said, I can't remember.
Oh, just give them anything. They'll probably take it.
Oh, yeah, they will. They'll take it, anything.
Well, Jacob, what was your high point of the weekend, my friend?
Definitely not resetting up the camp three times. That was definitely not my high point. I don't know. The whole week just went by so fast, and it was all a high point for me. I had a blast since we got there till I just left Wally's 45 minutes ago. So it all was just one big – there's not just one thing that I'm just like, oh, that was the greatest thing ever. I guess probably watching the race from the Front Runners Club over there. That's where I really...
What an advantage that was. That was a great view also, Jacob.
It was awesome. We watched it there in the spring, and we were lucky enough to be able to go over there and watch it again in the fall. And I mean, it's just, it's so different. You know, you watch NASCAR on TV, and then you're standing right there, right next to the track up on a motor coach, and you're like, wow.
It's that sound
well,
and the smell
it.
And just the,
oh,
and the
yeah.
feel. You feel it.
Yeah, an old Casey Kane wrecked. He wrecked in the spring and in the fall in the same spot right in front of us. So we were I guess that place is just cursed for him. So we're lucky to be there, and we saw the wreck. You know, it's totally different than seeing it on TV.
Oh, it's a great experience.
Jacob, you plan on being back next year in the spring?
Oh, Lord, I plan on being back next spring, next fall, from now till I'm too old to go down there.
It's hard to get out of your system once you get it going.
I know. It's like being addicted to a drug. It's just you can't get enough. Once you go, you can't get enough of it. And I'm hooked. I love it. I look forward to it. That's like on our way back today, I set a countdown again for when we'll leave out for the spring race, and we got 189 more days, and I'm ready. I wish Talladega come four times a year instead of twice.
Oh, it loses a little of its luster then, and you know, I mean, you got to have that waiting just to get your ego and everything built back up, that adrenaline again.
Yeah, that's it. The first 3 months that you're waiting kind of goes by fast. You know, you got back, you're ready to be home, get back in a normal routine, and then you're like, okay, we got 3 months, and then we have the pre-Dega party at the Dega headquarters, and then and then it's like, oh gosh, we got a month to go, and then that month takes forever to come. It feels like, because you're so ready to go.
That anticipation.
That's it.
Well, it was a great weekend, and guys, I appreciate y'all being part of this, and I'm looking forward to. And you know, Wally, y'all always welcome to call in if you want to just kind of give us an update anytime. You got the number. You got my way to get a hold of me. You know, just let us know, and we'll make room for you, my friend.
Hey, Ryder, we really appreciate it, and we will definitely keep in touch with you and give everybody an update on where we're at and what we're planning on doing.
Sounds great, man. Enjoy that.
Looking forward to seeing what you have for the future that beholds us. So have a good winter, and we'll talk with you soon.
All right, Mark, will you stay warm up there?
We're going to try.
Hey,
all right, I'll talk to you guys later.
You know what I get? All right, Wally, what I get here and weather, you get there later, so just hang on for it.
That's sitting in
rain sooner or later. Bye.
All right, guys. Thanks, Wally.
Good night.
Hey, thank y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Hey,
you're welcome, Jacob, man, truly.
Yeah, and we had a
blast. Looking forward to the spring.
Yes, sir, and y'all always welcome there.
All right, friend. Thank you.
Yep. Have a good one.
Mark, I think we got Todd over here. Hey, Todd, you on the line there?
Yeah, buddy.
Hey,
man,
Todd.
How you doing?
Good. I hear you guys had a wonderful weekend.
Man, I'm like Jacob.
You
just
have
goes by too fast,
Todd.
Don't it, Mark?
Oh, way too fast. Way too fast. We need another day or two, but I don't know if we'd survive another day or two.
Hey, I got to make a comment to Jacob, to his comment. He goes, oh, I'll be going until I'm too old. Well, what's too old? Because I know if it was me and I'm in the wheelchair, I'm still going.
I have a feeling Jacob will still be behind the bar serving drinks when he's in a wheelchair. He enjoys it that much, Todd.
He did.
That's awesome.
We had a great time, Todd. You just need to start putting some change away. Whether it's next year or the year after, we're going to be there, and it's going to be the same, except it's going to be bigger, wilder, and crazier.
Well, while you all were down there at Talladega enjoying yourselves and enjoying being at the track, which there's no greater feeling. Rodney, I don't know if you've seen my Facebook. Kyle Busch had a very special guest this weekend. Do you remember
seeing that,
Rowdy? Okay.
Yes,
I do. Up here by me is an Interstate Battery, and they happen to have the same identical Kyle Busch Interstate Battery car. So I had to go and get pictures of it and put them up on Facebook.
Well, I'm going to tell you, that's what builds character. You hear a lot of boos in the crowd when Kyle comes up and is announced, but that's one thing that man can do. He can drive the wheels off a car, whether you like him or not. He can drive the wheels off a car.
Oh, there's no doubt. And people will get mad at me for saying this, and they can say what they want. But you know what? To me, he kind of reminds me of Dale Sr.
Exactly, Todd. And I tell you, that's one thing that the NASCAR has really, we missed out. We missed seeing those two racing against each other, which would have been a phenomenal race. I would have loved to have seen a season with them guys racing against each other for the championship, and where they would boil down to the final four.
Oh, no doubt. That would be a memory of a lifetime that you'd never forget.
Todd, let me tell you, if Mark ever asks you what you want to bring to supper, make sure he brings that Italian beef. He picks, he picks supper for us. I'm going to tell you what. Everybody was, it was so good. I could eat two sandwiches, but what I did is I ate about 7 o'clock, and then I ate my second one about 11:30, about 12 o'clock.
Oh, I think it was a little later than that, Rowdy. We didn't get back to the Zoo Club till after 1.
Okay. Well, then I ate at 1 o'clock. I know I was going to eat another one before I went to bed. It was awesome.
Well, thanks, Rowdy. I'm glad everybody enjoyed it, and I guess I'm stuck. I'll have to do it again.
Well, that'd be the first thing when they see you pull up that had a sandwich this time. Did you bring that Italian beef with you?
Yeah, you know what? That's what happens when you get a reputation started.
Well, you know, I'm mine with the Boston Butts. Everybody expects me to have the Boston Butts, and that the Boston Butt cooked. Well, let's see, Bart put that thing on at, we went to the race.
Race, yeah.
At 12 o'clock. So that Boston Butt actually went on about 1 o'clock before he left, and that thing didn't get done till the next, Todd, we let that thing simmer all night long.
Oh, Rowdy, you do a mean Boston Butt, that's for sure. One of the best I've ever had.
They were good. It was good. Everybody expects it and brings it, and you're not going to find no Muslim people around our camp eating supper because it's always got pork in there. I can't help it.
No, that's true, Rowdy, but as you can tell, Todd, we eat well when we're at the races. We don't lack for anything.
That's not a bad thing, now.
No,
hey,
sir,
Todd,
it's not.
You got to see. Well, that's part of the camping and the cooking aspect. Is the eating. You know, you don't do much sleeping, but you do more eating and racing than you do sleeping.
Oh, you don't get enough sleep, and you probably should get more sleep, but you can't because there's just so much going on, and you don't want to miss any of it, Rowdy.
That's right. That's right. Todd, what'd you think about Sunday's race on TV? How'd you like it?
Well, it was a good race. And I just got to see a picture of the 200-mile-an-hour Jack.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
And I was like, wow.
I tell you, that could have been dangerous. If that thing had kicked back out, I would have hated to have been in the car behind him.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe the car behind him was Jimmy Johnson.
I think you're right. And he was right. I mean, I believe I would have tried to move over and got out of the way in case it did kick out. Todd, let me tell you what the story was in the infield. That the fix for Sunday was the story, the headlines on the infield and outside the track was that Chase Elliott and his gang, everybody in Hendricks was trying to push Chase up to win. And then the other story was that everybody was trying to push Denny Hamlin. So the fix was it was either going to be between Hamlin or Chase Elliott. And then we have a Penske win. So nobody in the campgrounds or in the infield knew what they was talking about.
Nope, because I watched the interview before the race with Joey Logano, and he said that he really needed to get a win in order to stay in it. And that's what he did. He ran her to win.
Well, Mark got a few more laps in than I. Yeah, he got a few more laps in than I did because he went over the short track and did it at nighttime.
See, he had to get in that one extra race.
You know,
well,
you know, for me, if there's a race going on and I'm close by, I just need to go to it. It's in my blood. I can't help myself. Got to be at the track.
Well,
Todd,
I
is there anything you want to... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Rowdy.
No, I was just going to ask you, anything else you had to add to the show tonight before we jump off of here?
No, I'm just glad you guys had a good time. I'm glad you guys made it back safe, and that's about it, bud.
Thanks, Todd.
Well,
we're glad we made it back safe, too, and we had one heck of a good time. You really have to join us sometime, Todd.
It's on my bucket list. You can bet you on that.
That's good.
All
we're
you
glad to
do,
hear that.
Todd, all you got to do is just bring your clothes and come on. We got the grill. We got everything to go with it. All it just takes is you being there.
Well, For next year, it would probably end up being, you know, this time of year race for me to go, and I'd probably have to jump on the traveling bus to get down there.
We'll
pick
you up at the bus station, Todd, so don't worry about it. We'll take care of you.
That's right.
Okay,
the weather was perfect.
Yeah, I'm glad it was great weather. I mean, here in New York, it's been super cold and rain nonstop, and today was the first day of hardly any rain, so I'm really glad it was good weather for it.
So are we, Todd, so are we. It was beautiful weather.
You know, it was a little windy during the day, but at nighttime when the sun went down, the wind would fall out of place. And it'd quieten down. It'd just be just a little breeze. But all in all, a spectacular weekend. You know, we were supposed to got a little rain on Friday, but I think I've seen a dozen little drops on the windshield, and that's it. And that didn't hit till 12:30 Friday night, or Thursday night, rather. Thursday night after, well, it was Friday morning. It was 12:30 in the morning.
I thought I was bringing it with me down, Rowdy, because I had rain for about a half the ride down Thursday night, Friday morning, and luckily it broke up, and all we saw was clear skies the rest of the weekend.
Are you gentlemen here today?
Well,
sounds like a jet airplane.
Yeah, where I live, I'm like 15 minutes from the airport, so all these planes are coming in.
Oh, it's like being at the racetrack all the time almost, Todd.
Yeah. Wasn't that a B-1 bomber that flew over yesterday, Mark?
It was, Rowdy. And you know what? Jeff and I were trying to take shots of it, and I didn't know if it came out or not, but I actually got three decent shots of it with my camera. So we will be sending some of those photos along to you as always, buddy.
All right. Well, I know where I was standing. It kind of had some stuff in the way, and when it went by, I just had a glimpse of it, and that's what I thought it was, a B-1 bomber. But, boy, the thunder roar. That just got you ready for the race right there.
It was a heck of a lot louder than the cars, and the cars themselves are really loud. So, yeah, and again, that was, you felt it as much as heard it.
Exactly. Well, guys, Todd, I appreciate you calling in, man. And I know Jeff had a great time, Mark, and he's always welcome to come back, man. We had a great time. I'm glad y'all. I know it was a drive, but I hope it was worth every second you put on behind the windshield.
Oh, you know what, Rowdy? It's not the last race I'm going to, and it's not the first. I'll be going to many more and doing it again as long as I can. So I'm looking forward to next spring. And next spring we'll have ARCA race there, too, besides the NASCAR series. So that'll make it even better.
Well, all right, guys. You know, if it's Monday night, I'm Rowdy and I'm out of here.
There's a battle to win. Nations have dropped from 16 to 12 to 8. Now it's down to the championship four at Homestead Miami Speedway. The stage is set. The stakes are high. The glory will live forever. It's time! The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Championship Ford EcoBoost 400. November 22nd. Go to HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com for tickets. Only one will rise.